Okay. That's me. I did that. Yeah, it's enough of that, right? Okay, this is my chicken timer. This is an egg timer. So I'm going to wind this up. Okay, I'm going to wind it up. And I'm just going to click this to get into the social bookmarking aspect. I'm going to set it for 10 minutes. Okay, and we're off. We're talking about social bookmarking. Come tumble down the rabbit hole. Furl. Furl is one online tool that you can use to collect your bookmarks. What you probably do now is you have bookmarks maybe at school, maybe at home, whatever. You bookmark a web page, your bookmarks quickly become unmanageable. They're all over the place. Something at school, oh, I forgot it, it's at home, you're at home, oh, I saved it at school. That's a drag. What we need is to have one place where all our bookmarks are online so we can access them anywhere, anytime that we like. So that's what Furl does. Furl stands for File URL, and it's an online website. And it goes four steps beyond saving a bookmark. So the first thing it's going to do is it's going to give you online access anytime, anywhere. Furl.net is the web address to get that. Now, what Furl does also is it then copies the page. Has it ever happened to you? You save a bookmark, you come back to it perhaps months later, and oh, the link is dead. The page is gone. Well, what Furl does is it copies the whole page and saves, not the images, but the text, all gets saved into a personal space. When you sign up for Furl, you get 5 gigabytes of free space, and you get to create essentially your own little personal private web space. So it never goes offline because you have a copy in your personal space. That's a second step beyond a regular bookmark. A third step is that it watches the kinds of sites that you've been saving, and over time generates a list of other sites that you have not yet saved based on what millions of people all over the world are saving that's similar to you, and makes recommendations to you that you might also be interested in this. Now it goes four steps beyond that, and here's the fourth and final step, is it will give you, generate a list of what are called your Furl mates, people from all over the world that tend to save the same kinds of stuff you do, so then you can go click on their name and go look inside their archive and look at the stuff they've saved and say, oh, that would be interesting to me, and you can save that too. So I'm going to give you a quick tour of my Furl archive by clicking on that link. And this is my archive, which is open. You're allowed to explore. It's easy. You can't delete my stuff, but you can look at my stuff and copy my stuff. And that's the idea. That's the social aspect of it. So here it is. You can see the different, categories that I use to save bookmarks in. And this is accessible for me anytime, anywhere, as long as I get to a computer that has internet access. I've got access to all my bookmarks. And then I can search for them. So let's say, there's Pi Day recently was. So I have 4 bookmarks that I've saved for Pi Day. So I choose that, click look, and these are the 4... bookmarks that I've got for Pi Day. Notice that one of them, Confusability, Kate Bush Sings Pi, incorrectly, was one of the clues in the coin hunt. Right? So that's one of the sources was there. Now, next year I'll have to be careful and not put stuff in my Furl account because people will start going into my Furl account to find answers to clues. Okay, so that's that. Now, that's my archive. Whoops, I'm going to sign in. And now I'm logged in, so now I have access. That what I could do is I could visit my personal copy. I can visit the original page. This is my personal copy that's been saved by Furl, or I can edit this link. It's been viewed once. There's a rating system. You can go 1 to 5. I don't use that too much. I recently just Furled the Arapo High School blogging guidelines that they've got. So if I click on that, it takes me right to the link that I had recently saved. I did this actually today. Okay, let's go back into my Furl account. Okay, so then I can look at my recommendations. When I click on that link, these are the hot links that it thinks that I would be interested in, cool, warm, and cool. Flickr.com is a website that I might be interested in. I haven't Furled it, but I know all about Flickr. We'll talk about it later. But you see how there's 842 others have Furled that? Well, if I click on Furl.com, click on the 842 others, and it's going to show me what they all said. All 842 people, these are their comments. Now, some of them don't have comments, and some of them do. So I can read the comments that people have left on it and decide whether or not I want to keep it. Over here, these are the topics that have been furled. Where, my tools. I can install a furl button. To install a furl button, once you've generated your account, it's as easy as drag. You take this, you drag it to here. Oops. There. You drag it, you put it on your menu bar, that's it. It's installed. That's how you install your furl button. So how does it work? I'm actually going to delete that one because I already have a furl button. Let's go to Google and let's, it's St. Patrick's Day. So that's what Google's got there. St. Patrick's Day Customs and History is the number one link. And let's say for some reason I'm interested in this link. So come along now. I can hear this thing ticking and the web is loading slow. So what I'll do, yeah, so I'm going to go back to Whiplash. Oh, I was going to use a different site for Whiplash. I'll explain what that is later. I had also had a Wiki Spaces place where I had done Whiplash. And okay, so that's Furl. Another tool, I'm going to show you a little more about Furl in a moment, but while that thing is loading, I'm going to show you about Delicious. Delicious is the same idea. Anywhere, anytime access. If you get access to the web, you can get to your bookmarks. But what it does differently is it doesn't save a copy, doesn't do that. What it does do is it allows you to tag the site that you're saving. 4 minutes. It allows you to tag the site that you're saving. So, for example, I was talking about in this morning's workshop that if I find a site or my kids find a site, pre-Cal 20S, they go PC20S, and then they might also include the word geometry, they might include logic, they might include angles, they can do a whole series of tags. And I'll take you into my Delicious archive and you'll see what's there. I use Delicious exclusively with my students, I use Furl for myself. I don't have a good reason for that. I just do it that way. So you can see, for example, that here, graphing logic problems has been saved by 10 other people in Delicious. So that's the darker that this color is, then the more hot that item is. So if I click on the saved by 10 other people, it shows me who those 10 other people are and what comments they've included in their saving of it. Now, if you are interested in the stuff that I save, like you may be interested because you find that I save interesting stuff, down here at the bottom, there's that little orange RSS button. Remember that because you can have it, every time I save something, you can have it automatically sent to you so that you find out every time I save something. So let me do the work for you. Now, generally what I do is I let other people do the work for me. I subscribe to their feeds and I get alerted every time they save something in their Delicious account. And I go, I already know I like the stuff this person saves. So I keep getting recommendations. And then I either like it or not, save it or not, with the click of a button. How does it work? Let's go over to Google and let's do something like, I teach math. So I'm going to Google the word math. AAA Math comes up there as the second hit. So let's say I really like this site, and I want to save this site. So I can furl it. So this perhaps is a description. You see I've selected some text on the screen, and that might describe what this site is about. Well, if I click on the Furl It button, this new window opens, and it just copied all the text on this page. Now, I haven't logged into my account, so it asks me to log in. I'm trying to do this fast, so it's taking longer. So there it is, and then I can put it wherever I want it. So let's say I put it here in math department, or I can create a new topic. Maybe this is a Whiplash example. So there's a new topic. I can choose to rate it from 1 to 5. It's automatically set to choose 3. And then that clipping that I made, you see it right here. I don't have to type that stuff in. When I click save, it just got saved to my Furl archive and it didn't interrupt my web browsing. I just keep going. And in a moment, we'll go back here and take a look at my Furl archive. And what we'll see at the top is the AAA mat that I just saved. Anytime, anywhere access. Let's go back here and let's do the same thing with Delicious. This is another button. Time's up. Does the same thing.